When James II inherited the crowns of England, Scotland, and Ireland in February 1685, his accession appeared, at first, to promise stability rather than revolution. His older brother, Charles II, had died without a legitimate heir after a reign marked by political recovery, courtly extravagance, religious tension, and persistent uncertainty about the future of the monarchy. James, Duke of York, was the obvious successor. He was an experienced naval commander, a mature man in his early 50s, and a prince who had spent much of his life close to the machinery of government. Yet he was also openly Catholic in a kingdom where Catholicism remained associated with foreign domination, political conspiracy, and a memory of persecution. The central problem of his reign was not simply his religion. It was the fear that his Catholic faith might become the foundation of a new political order. A monarchy freed from parliamentary restraint, supported by a permanent army, and aligned with the absolutist ambitions of Catholic Europe. The anxiety surrounding James II cannot be understood without recognizing how deeply religious conflict had shaped the political imagination of 17th-century Britain. The English Reformation had begun more than a century earlier, but the settlement remained contested. The execution of Mary, Queen of Scots, the attempted invasion by the Spanish Armada, the Gunpowder Plot of 1605, the civil wars of the 1640s, the execution of Charles I, the Puritan Commonwealth, and the restoration of 1660 had all contributed to a culture of suspicion. Religion was not treated as a private matter of conscience. It was understood as a public allegiance with political consequences. Many Protestants believed that Catholic rulers could not separate their decisions from the influence of the Pope, Catholic clergy, or foreign monarchs. Catholicism was associated in the popular imagination with censorship, arbitrary rule, and the destruction of English liberties. These fears were often exaggerated, manipulated, or deliberately inflamed. England's Catholic minority was small and politically vulnerable. Most Catholics were not plotting to overthrow the government. They wanted to worship quietly, protect their property, and preserve their families from discrimination. Nevertheless, the political language of the period rarely allowed such distinctions to survive. Protestants remembered the reign of Mary I, whose efforts to restore Catholicism in the 1550s had included the execution of hundreds of Protestant dissenters. They watched the persecution of French Protestants under Louis XIV with growing alarm. They read pamphlets warning that Catholic monarchy naturally led to tyranny. In this environment, James II's personal faith became inseparable from a larger nightmare. The possibility that England might be drawn into the orbit of Catholic absolutism. James had not always been Catholic. He had been raised within the Protestant traditions of the restored monarchy, but his religious convictions changed during the 1660s and early 1670s. The exact stages of his conversion remain difficult to reconstruct, partly because he concealed his faith for political reasons. By the early 1670s, however, his Catholicism was unmistakable. He refused to receive Anglican communion and resigned his public offices rather than comply with the Test Act of 1673, which required officeholders to reject certain Catholic doctrines. His marriage to the Italian Catholic princess Mary of Medina deepened suspicion. To many Protestants, the union appeared to create the possibility of a Catholic dynasty rather than a temporary Catholic interruption in an otherwise Protestant succession. The discovery of James's Catholicism intensified the exclusion crisis of 1679 to 1681. A powerful group of politicians, later known as the Whigs, attempted to prevent him from inheriting the throne. They argued that the kingdom could not safely accept a Catholic sovereign. Their opponents, who became known as Tories, defended hereditary succession and warned that excluding the lawful heir could reopen the path to civil war. Charles II defeated the exclusion movement through political skill, royal authority, and the division of his opponents.